We are up to Simin Pehei in Hilchas Krishma. We'll be doing the entire Simin. Lo yelech odom b'mevos hamatum nofos, v'yaniach yodo al pi v'yikor kriyashma. A person is not to walk on those streets that are unclean. That, remember, back in Europe in those days, there were streets where there was raw sewage actually flowing on the streets. V'yaniach yodo al pi v'yikor kriyashma. Literally, this means, and put his hand over his mouth and say Shema. Mishtabura means that what this person wanted to do to avoid the halacha of Ayoman Echanecha Kadosh, what he wanted to do was say Shema so low that you couldn't even see his lips moving. Nevertheless, it's Osir. One cannot be Yotze Kriya Shema. One is not allowed to say Shema, Psukim, Davin, in a place that is unclean. Vafilu im hoyo kore uvo. Even if he was already in the middle of saying Shema, and then he realizes that he's in a place that one is not to say Shema, Tzorech lahafsik likshiagia lamovo yamatunif, he still has to stop when he gets to one of these unclean streets. Ukshiyetze misham, and when he leaves there, afil shalkadei ligmar is kula. Even if it took him to get out of there long enough to finish Shema, eino tzorech lahafsir lamokum shapasak. The Machaber Shita is that he would only have to go back to where he was up to before he stopped, but there is no need to go back any further. We had this Machlokas before. This is the Machaber Shita, that if someone had to stop saying Shema, he was Hifsik Me'onis, because he was not allowed to say Shema. The person himself or the place he was at was unclean, and he couldn't say Shema. The Machaber Shita is that he could nevertheless continue. It's only in Shemon Esrei that the halach is, if you waited enough to do the whole thing, you go back to the beginning. The Ramah, however, had previously disagreed. Hagavi Yeshomim Shechozo L'Rosh V'Cheiniker. The Ramah says that you go back to the beginning. That is the halacha. So if it was Shoh Kadei Ligmar Es Kula Ma'onis, he goes back to the beginning. We previously saw the Bir Halacha, who went through the question of what is called Shema. Is each perek of Shema, each parsha of Shema, a separate inyan, in which case if it was Shal Kadei Ligmar, that parsha has to say it over again? Or is all of Shema one unit? Or perhaps Shema and all the brachas together are one unit? His maskana is that if you were Shal Kadei Ligmar, any part of Shema, you should say that over. Shal Kadei Ligmar, the whole of Shema, then say that over. If it was Shal Kadei Ligmar, Shema, with all of the brachas, then you would have to go back to the beginning of the brachas. Sif Beis, Afilu laharher bedivrei Torah osur beveis hakisei uveveis hamerchatz uvemokam hatinofis v'amokam shesh tzoa umeraglayim. Not only is dibur osur, but even thinking in divrei Torah is osur in all of these places. We said that unlike in the case of Erva, where the Pasuk said, Lo Yirbach Erva is Dovar, and Dovar is referring to a Dibur, when it comes to the mitzvah, the Isser of Tzoah, there it just says, Vayomach Anecha Kadosh, and Chazal say that included in that is Hirur B'divrei Torah, you're not even allowed to be Mahara B'divrei Torah in a place of Tzoah. The Mishtabura brings down a list of things that would go into Hirur that would be Aser. First of all, he says that studying Hebrew grammar, Diktuk, is Aser. Since the source to Lashon Kodesh is Psukim, it is inevitable. If you're going to study the rules of Diktuk, you're definitely going to start thinking about examples in Psukim where the words show up. Therefore, you're not allowed to even think about Diktuk, think about Hebrew grammar there. What you are allowed to do, in a washroom or a place that you're not allowed to think in learning, is think about the shiflus of a person who doesn't live forever. What he really means is understand that the body is so limited, eventually we turn to worms. And what that means is to appreciate the futility of Olam Hazeh. And of course, that should bring one to the realization that the tachlis is Olam Haba. What should one think about in the washroom? Since you're not allowed to think about Divrei Torah, and you can't think about Hirurim Asurim, so what should one think of? The Sefer Chassidim, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, the Sefer Chassidim says that during the week you should do all of your cheshbonis there. You should think about what you have to buy, your expenditures. That's a place for cheshbon. On Shabbos, So what someone should think about, that Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shlah, he should think about beautiful buildings and pictures. In other words, think about pleasant things on Shabbos. You don't think about your budget. You don't do your budgeting on Shabbos, but you should think about pleasant things. Says the Ramah now, Vafilu hilchis amerchatz also lilmol bemerchatz. You shouldn't even be thinking about the halachas of a merchatz in a merchatz. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that we talked about here a merchatz, we talked about a beis hakiseh, we talked about makom hatinofes. How about a place that has a foul odor? So the halacha there is that if it's got the odor, if it's got the odor now, it is considered a place that you couldn't learn. Whereas if it doesn't now, you could. See, in a beis hakiseh, beis hamerchatz, we say that since these are places that are meant for tzoa, or meant, in the case of a beis hamerchatz, it's a place that is meant to have an odor, even if it presently doesn't, we say it's still a merchatz and everything is aser. In the case of something else that has a foul odor, we would say that that is not a place that is be'etzem, a beis hakiseh or a beis hamerchatz. It happens to have a bad odor. When the foul odor is there, you couldn't say shema, otherwise you could. So for example, he talks about a tannery, burski. A tannery, generally, you have hides that are soaking in all kinds of chemicals that make it smell. What happens if there are no hides there that are soaking and there is no smell? At that point, the fact that it is a tannery would not give it a shame, beis hakiseh or merchatz, and then a person could say shema. As far as a merchatz is concerned, because it's a place that has an odor, it's considered like tzoa. The Beis Yosef says, what about limud la'onso? Where Torah pops into your head that is not called an avera b'shogeg. Meaning, if the iser is the fact that it is inappropriate, this is not a place that is appropriate for the kedusha of Torah, that is only considered degrading Torah if you are doing it so b'chavona. If it's just divrei Torah pop into your head because you're someone who thinks in learning a lot, that's fine. Whereas dibur is unacceptable. That means there's no such thing as you accidentally speak in Torah. You have to learn to control yourself and make sure not to say divrei Torah there. Further, Mechaber now says, Dvorim shel chol mutar li omram shom b'loshen kodesh. There is no iser in speaking the Hebrew language and speaking loshen kodesh in a merchatz, as long as what you're speaking about is not divrei Torah. There's a sefer chassidim that brings down a midas chassidus to be machmir and not use the Hebrew language in a place that is inappropriate for learning. In other words, understand that loshen kodesh has kedusha on its own. Further, v'chein hakinuyim, the names of Hashem that are not really the names of Hashem, these are words that we use to describe Him, kagon, rachum, ne'emon, v'kayotze behem, muterli omram sham, those are allowed to be said there. Whereas, aval Hashem esheinim chokim, whereas the actual names of Hashem, the ones that one is not to erase, aser lahaskirim sham, they should not be mentioned in a merchatz. So, with regard to Shem Shamayim, we differentiate between a name of Hashem versus a midah that we use to describe Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Ravid Shita is that the word Rachum is one of Hashem's names and should not be used. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Balaz, if it's of a different language, if it's not in Hebrew, that is going to be Mutter. As opposed to the Shem Hashem Nimchakim. The names of Hashem Himself, the ones that have the Kedushas Hashem, they even in a different language would be usher to say, although there is no Isser of Mechika. You are allowed to erase a Shem Hashem in another language, whereas saying the Shem Hashem in a different language in Amerchatz is still usher. We said that saying Rachamon is Mutter. If it is obvious from the context that you are referring to Hashem, if you say, Harachamon hu, he who is merciful should do this and that, that's going to be aser. That is a nusuch that is using the Shem Hashem. Going further now, says the Mechaber, Vim nizdamen lo shom lahafrish midover ha'aser, mafrish vafilu b'loshen kodesh v'nyonei kodesh. You're allowed to be mafrish someone from Isser. To get someone to stop doing an Isser is mutter in a merchatz, even if you're saying it in Hebrew and you're obviously telling him a halacha. It's still mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who say that you should not say it in a lashon of hora. So what then should you say? So for example, if somebody is using a razor for shaving, so what you tell him is, you know, one doesn't shave. You don't say it is usur to shave. According to this daya, you don't use a lashon of hora if you can get away with using a lashon that does not sound like divrei Torah. The Magen Avraham says that it is mutter l'chatchila in a merchatz to say to somebody, oh, do this and this, even though it's understood that by telling him that he should do it, you're telling him that it's mutter to do this and this, if the lashon that you're using is one that has no does not reflect halacha in any way. Says the Ramah now, uvamakom shemutter laharbo b'divrei Torah, a place that here b'divrei Torah is mutter, such as we said the cheder emtsoi, the dressing room of a merchatz, mutter lifsog din, ubavat shel yom or tamo shel dover. You're allowed to actually paskin a halacha there, but you're not allowed to say the reason. Now, one example was the dressing room. There's one other example, and that is that a person's hands are unclean, not literally from tsoa, but his hands are unclean. He touched something that is filthy. Until he actually cleans or washes his hands, he's not allowed to speak divrei Torah. He can nevertheless be mahar b'divrei Torah, and he's allowed to paskin, but he does not give the reason for his particular psak.